Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
Pastor Rod, would you please open up the prayer line with prayer?
Most gracious and merciful Father, the great I am, in the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, as we are led of the Holy Spirit tonight, we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Lord, we say thank you for the power of your Holy Ghost tonight, O Lord. Lord, we thank you for the power of your everlasting life-saving blood. O Lord, we come tonight, Lord, asking you for the thanks. Lord, we just thank you for life tonight, O Lord. Lord, we ask you tonight to take over these airwaves, O Lord. Lord, we ask that you lift us up tonight, Father God. Father God, we ask that you lift you up tonight, Father God, that all men will come to you tonight, Father God, that they be drawn unto you, Father God. Father God, we pray for families tonight, Father God, that are victims of violence and death, O Lord. We need your spiritual left tonight, Father God. We need your supernatural powers to come in tonight, Father God, so that we may stand tonight, Father God, against the enemy, Father God, that we may not surrender under the attack of supernatural powers that are coming against this world tonight, Father God. We need you to be with us tonight, O Lord, as we need to be lifted up, Father God. We need to hear a powerful word tonight, Father God. We ask that you bless these ministries tonight, Father God, that you bless Pastor Smith tonight, Father God. Father God, bless our lives, bless our ministries, Father God. Bless our families, Father God. Lift up our souls, our spirit, Father God. Our families, Father God. We need you tonight. Come in tonight, Father God. Lift us up, Father God. Lift us up all over the world, Father God, that our lives may be touched, Father God, in a powerful, supernatural way, Father God. And Father God, we need you to come in a mighty, mighty powerful way, Father God, as we stand together, Father God, united in a powerful way together tonight, Father God. And all of God's people said amen, amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Our Wednesday night number is 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m., also Pacific Standard Time. Every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15 p.m., you can listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to sghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, and that's fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Our address is 2800 West Rumble Road, that's RUMBLE, and that's in the city of Modesto, California, inside the multipurpose room. Our next dates for service are August 25th, September 8th, and September 22nd. We also have a special announcement for those of you that are on the East Coast. We will be having a revival in September in Mobile, Alabama. The dates are to follow September 14th and 15th. More details to follow on that. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes or less. And please remember, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight?
This is Sister Tamara. I have a testimony of giving God the glory for moving swiftly on a Sunday after prayer went forth for our son to be entered into the dormitories. He got an email almost within 10 minutes that he was entered into the dorm. So I thank God for his word, and I thank God for hearing our prayer.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
I do.
So I had, you know, we had been praying and stuff like that, and I got the job at UC Davis and this and that because I've been going through, like, a lot of things. And then my housing fell through in Sacramento, just everything just started falling through. And I go, you know what, God, if I have to stay where I'm at, I'm okay with that. I trust you. Like, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. They called me yesterday, and they go, oh, this is the offer, $27 an hour. I still don't have housing. It fell through, but I have mad, crazy faith that he got me. That's it. Thank you.
You're going to get that housing, too. Just thank God for that housing. I promise you, you're going to receive that housing. I know you are. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I do. I just want to give God all the glory and praise. My car was totally out, my engine, and I have 189,000 miles on that. And I just thank God that it went out and I was able to get a rental car. And because they had left some stuff in the car, I went back to tell them 3 or 4 days later, and so they went ahead and said, oh, we're sorry we left that. You get another, you know, 3 or 4 days free of charge on us, and you don't have to worry about it. So I just thank God that while my car is being repaired, that God saw a need, the prayer went forth, and I was able to get in a rental and do the things I need to do. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight?
If I may share one, Pastor Smith, be okay?
Yes.
Just wanted to share with everyone that this ministry here that we are on right now has been under attack, and I was out of town, but when I came back, you all had to go to your alternate line because our blog talk here was under attack, and we couldn't get on, so we had been praying, and God came back and fixed it and opened it back up to us and gave us all our amenities that we had lost and gave it back to us. And without any problems, they gave it to us and said, Mr. Williams, just log back on and it'll be there for you as soon as you log back on. So we just thank God for what he did. And we didn't even have to stress about it and go to a new place. So we just thank God for that. Amen.
That was truly God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Do anybody
Amen.
Else, anyone else have a testimony? That's the power of God. Is there any more testimonies? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Father, I thank you tonight that God, we thank you that we've seen the deliverance of what you're doing for your people, oh God. How you moved in church on Sunday and how the testimonies, all the things we have prayed and petitioned you about, that the Father moved and there was a testimony. There was testimony after testimony. It is the goodness of God. And Father, this night, we thank you for the power of the working word to breathe upon us with your anointing to bring life to the hearers tonight as the word go forth. Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We come in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus confused everything you sent out against us because the blood of Jesus caused the word to go forth in power tonight by faith in Jesus' name. You have your Bibles. We turn to Genesis 26 chapter, verses 1 through 3, and Proverbs 10 and 22. That's Genesis 26, 1 through 3. Proverbs 10 and 22. We get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
This word is encouragement. It's so lined up with the prayer. There's so much going on now in the world system. And this word is a word of encouragement to believers. This is the best time for believers. I'm telling you, it's the best time for believers. Those believers that's following the instruction of the Holy Spirit, the Lord is speaking, and you are following his direction, and you are disciplined, have a disciplined spirit where you obeying what the information he's giving you, and that information is guiding you into the right places and preparation, and you are in training. He wants you to know tonight that his blessings are upon your life. I don't care about the havoc that's going around in the world. It has nothing to do with the promises of God over your life. And you're going to see by the word of God and how the word is a guarantee to anyone that obey his promises. Guaranteed. Never fail. And so this is a word tonight for those that it's breaking down. They're seeing the things around them. And they're allowing their faith to collapse. And they're allowing their faith to look at the things. They're not allowing their eyes to look at the things around them where their faith is collapsing. And this is an hour tonight that we're not to let the things we see or hear break down our faith. If God says something, if God has placed you in a location, God's going to preserve you in that place, saints of God. You just have to what? Follow the instruction. Genesis 26:1-3, please.
And there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee and will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham thy father.
This is a word of encouragement. That's what the word was on Sunday. It was encouragement. There's so much going on. And people are looking at these things over the media. They're reading online. They're just looking at all these things, and their eyes are observing all these things that's happened in the chaos. But tonight, God wants you to know what you're listening to, you're hearing, your eyes are seeing. Don't let that stop you from trusting God tonight. And this is what he was saying to Isaac. It was a famine. Famine means there were things was consumed. There was little. But the Lord appeared to Isaac and said, do not go to Egypt. And you know, many times when things are not going well in a certain location, a certain place, people begin to move. They move on what they're seeing. They move on what their eyes is open to. They move on the things that's visual before them. They move when they begin to hear people mumble and talk about things. They move over those things that has nothing to do with the promises of God. There's so many people lose out on their blessing because they see things and they perceive it out of their own eyes, not out of the word of God. They observe it out their own eyes. The view of God is not in their eyes. It's their flesh. And then they begin to hear conversation, begin to listen, and they pick it up in their ears, and they begin to catch on to that stuff that's not the instruction of God. And they move out of those locations. They move out of those places. And they move out of those areas that God was telling, like he did Isaac, said, don't go to Egypt. Stay in the land where I tell you to stay. They don't listen to God. They observe the things with their eyes. They listen to the report of media and people and things. And when God is saying, stay put, don't move, I'm with you. This is what he told Isaac. He said, don't go to Egypt, but stay right here. He said, I want you to live here. Because I am with you, and I shall bless you in this land. I promise this to your father. I'm in covenant with your father for his seed. And so this is an encouraging word for people who are standing, who refuse to move. What God is doing for you is preparing your environment for a blessing, your surroundings for a blessing. The location you're living in, he's preparing that place for what? A blessing. like the young lady just said, God will not give her a job in Sacramento and not give her a dwelling there. She's following the instruction of God. I've never met her. She's on this airway. She supports this ministry. I didn't ask her. Spirit of God moved over her heart. God opened up that door. She spoke in faith. I'm not worried because God answered prayer. And what God shall do, it's done already. It shall manifest for her. She's in preparation. She's in the right location. Her environment that God's placing her in with that job and her surrounding is blessed by God. And this is because God opened up that door to give her that blessing. That's for anyone that does not allow their eyes to dictate to them, who does not allow their ears to dictate to them. Isaac didn't allow what he, can you imagine? He's in a land that was a famine land. Can you imagine what his eyes was beholding, what he was observing? Could you imagine what his eyes were looking at? The clear evidence to his eyes, in his face. This is a famine. And the Lord tells him, okay, Isaac, don't go to Egypt because I blessed this place for you. Can you imagine what his spirit probably began to think about? Wait a minute, God. There's a famine here. But then the Lord reminded him of the promise. God is a promise-keeping God. His covenant from generation to generation. We're under the new covenant. He began to tell him, stay in this land. Well, I'm telling you to stay. These are instruction by God to this man. He said, because I am with you. He's saying to him, follow my instruction. Don't move to Egypt, because there's nothing good for you in Egypt. Everything for you, your perseverance is right here in this particular plot of land, this location. Your environment, I don't care what it looks like, it is blessed. Your surrounding, the space you're in, it is blessed. He reminded him of his promises he made to his father that his seed would be blessed. Isaac was Abraham's seed. We are the seed of Abraham. And so all this going on around us, God is saying, stand still and see my salvation. God is saying, don't move. For wherever you are, I'm your perseverance. I am your protection. Whatever space you're in, what we must understand tonight, the blessings of the Lord is over our entire life. It's not temporary things of God. The blessings of the Lord continuously, even when there's changes in the universe, things around you may be functioning in a place that look like it's against you, but the blessings of the Lord is over your continuously growth. As things continually change in your life, the blessings of the Lord continues. It's over your environment. It's over your surrounding. It's over the location that you're living in. As long as you do what? Follow the instruction. And the spirit of discipline from the Holy Ghost have to overrule disobedience. Because instruction is information to your spirit to guide you. And the lessons and the training you're going through and the Lord is teaching you. I want you to receive my blessing. And this is why you should not be moved over what you hear or what you see. Go on about your life and do the things you need to do. Don't be afraid. Don't be panicked. Don't break down. Don't let your faith collapse tonight. God is saying, you're my seed. You're in a covenant agreement. I am the one that causes everything around you to be in a place of perseverance that is going to last. I don't care where you're located. I shall bless you. And this is for those that stumbling, who trying to make their own self receive something that's out the will of God because they're in the wrong location. One thing I do know, you lose money, but when you get knowledge from God, you're going to get some money. People have it so backward. They seek after money and not the knowledge of God. But when you seek after God and his knowledge and his wisdom, his instruction, he's going to make sure you get some money. But if you seek after money, you're going to lose that money. But when you seek the Spirit of God to give you instruction, he will teach you how to earn money. He will teach you how to know that money is not controlling you, but the Spirit of God. And what happens? You always have some money. Proverbs 10 and 22, please.
The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it.
This is what I'm trying to get over tonight. Don't panic. Things that look like it's breaking down, it's a farce. It's not real. Do you know that God created this earth? He knows the beginning and the end. He knows everything that's happening right now. It has nothing to do with your blessing. You're a child of God. You're Abraham's seed. Has absolutely nothing to do with your blessing. Your blessings are under perseverance of God. Your blessings are under the control of God. It has nothing to do with this particular time in this world system. This is the best time for the saints of God. I just encourage the saints of God. Just obey the instruction of God. Don't be listening to people who's out the will of God, who's going from place to place, who's never stable, who's never established. They just round about and they're doing this and they're doing that and they always losing but always trying to look for that big breakthrough in money, seeking after money, seeking how they can increase, and always losing, always losing, always going backwards, always without. But if you seek the knowledge of God, and even though everything seems upside down, for you it is not upside down, saints of God. The spirit of famine was not controlling your life. The spirit of chaos is not controlling your life. The spirit of violence is not controlling your life. The spirit that's assaulting people now in these shopping centers and these jobs and these post offices and on the highways and whatever's going on is everywhere now. It's in every neighborhood. It's in the suburbs. It's in the hood. It's everywhere now. Only one protects you is the Holy Spirit. He said to Isaac, stay just where you are. I'm going to bless you right here. I'm going to give you everything in this land you need. I'm your perseverance. In Proverbs 10 and 12, he said, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without pain, without discomfort, without toil. You ain't to work it all up. It's already worked out. What does God give? Contentment and peace. But what happened with people that seeking after money? They always thinking about how they're going to keep that money. Always worrying about the competitors, who they competing with. Always worrying about how that person going to get ahead and take their stuff. Always worrying about how they're going to lose their riches. Always worrying about who's working against them. They don't have any peace. There's no peace in there. Always worrying about failing. There's no peace in that, saints of God. But it's peace when you follow the instruction of God. When the Spirit of God take you over, you receive his information, his guidance, because he's preparing you to to bless your life, saints of God, to bless your life. That means continuously being blessed all the days of your life. I don't care there's a famine. I don't care there's routing. I don't care there's chaos. You're shielded and you're protected by God. The arm of God is over your life. The protection of God is over your life. And that's what he encouraged us on Sunday. And as he had me to lay hands on the children that are going to school, your children are protected in school. He has me have me to be doing. I've done that for many years. Every time it's time to start school, that's before the violence came. Spirit of God will have me to speak a word over the children. And I've had children with me, have been with me in this ministry since they was babies. And now they're grown people, and they're with us still. And every word he has spoken over them, he's spoken degrees over them. He's spoken for them to go to a higher learning. He's spoken scholarships over them, and not one word has fell to the ground. God picked up every word. They are adults now, and they're going to higher learning. Some has received degrees. Nothing killed them. Nothing destroyed them. Nothing sidetracked them, because the anointing of God was on over their life, preparing them for higher learning, preparing them to grow, preparing them to continue. And this is what God wants you to know. God wants you to function this time. He wants you to function, continue in your life. The only ones that falls out and the blessings are temporary, things dry up, things become desolate, lose is the ones that don't follow the instruction of the word of God. They constantly go through battle. They constantly are losing. They constantly are needing a healing. They constantly need deliverance. They constantly need somewhere to live. They constantly, hallelujah, need a job. They constantly always going through, always trying to start something new. Why? Because they won't even follow the instruction of God. They're always trying to see it their way, always trying to make themselves rich, and all they end up is impoverished. Nothing stays solid. Always falling apart, and it's always the same people. But those who follow the instruction of God, knowing they are under a covenant, and their eyes see many things. They're observing many things. Some of the things doesn't look well, but they're not blind. It's clear evidence. It don't look good. It's not hidden. They're visually seeing these things. They're hearing many things. They're listening to many things. Their ears are detecting many things. But they're not allowing any of that. They're not allowing it to break down their faith. That's a person that's standing fast. That's a person that's not moved. That's a person that eyes is on the Lord. It's time for you and I to get our eyes on God as never before. Because in the midst of a famine, this is what the Lord says. This is what God's word says. I will be with you. I shall bless you. This is a promise. He said, I made a promise to your father. I'm in covenant with your father. And I promise to bless his seed. The seed of Abraham is an obedient seed. If the seed of Abraham was within you, it's a seed that obey the commandments of God. It is an obedient seed. It's not a rootless seed. It's not a rebellious seed. It's a seed that say, I believe the promises of God. It don't rebel against God's word. It followed the instruction of God's word. And what happened? The blessings of the Lord is in your life. Proverbs 10 and 12. The blessings of the Lord brings wealth without pain. Bring wealth without discomfort. Bring wealth without a spirit, that's not peaceful, but it's peaceful. As it was in a place of peace, he was in a place of contentment, because God appeared to him and gave him a word of instruction, of direction, information to prepare him for a blessing. And we know that Isaac was blessed. His seed was blessed. This is a word of encouragement for you tonight. Hebrews 12:29 said, God is a consuming fire. God wants you to know tonight, anything, talking about Abraham's seed, that tried to come against Abraham's seed, he devours it. He bring it to waste. He swallowed it up. He consumes and devours it. Fire does what? Destroys. The Spirit of God wants you to know tonight, as he did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you are the seed of Abraham. God wants you to stand still. He don't want you to be moved by what you see with your eyes, what you hear with your ears, and what someone is trying to pull you in to make you lose out on the blessings of the Lord. He wants you to stand still tonight. He have you in a place of preparation tonight to receive all the things that he has prepared for you from the beginning to the end of your life. It's already done, saints of God. All we have to do is what? Continuously to follow what? The instruction. And there are so many that does not follow the instruction. They get pulled away. They get drawn away with the deceptions in their eyes, the things that the enemy wants them to see that is not real, because God, blessings make rich and add no sorrow. The blessings of God make you wealthy, and you don't know how it's going to come, but you know that God is not a spirit of poverty. Poverty is a spirit that robs. Poverty is a spirit that comes against blessing, and that is not the Spirit of God. And I thank God tonight that the word has gone forth, and someone going to hold on to the word. They're going to obey God. They're going to follow his instruction. They have voluntarily said, I allow the Lord to take over my life. And the information he's giving me, I'm going to stand. Because God going to bless me right here. And I thank God for you by faith tonight, that you will not be moved tonight. You're going to stand. I don't care what instances against you. I don't care what plots, what plans. God said, I am a consuming fire. God wants you to know tonight, he shall divide the plans of Satan. He shall come in that place and cause the plans to be a waste place. He will cause those plans to be immersed by his fire. He will burn it up. It will be nothing, because the Spirit of God wants you to know, as I did for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I made a promise to Abraham that I will protect his seed. I will bless his seed. All we have to do, it's follow my instruction and let God be God. Let God handle their affairs. And what does he do? He guides you into those fertile grounds. It may not look fertile, it may look famine. That's what it looked to Isaac. It wasn't about the appearance of things. It was about the word of God. He had spoken a word over those grounds that, because Isaac, you're here, whatever space you're in, whatever dwelling place you set up, whatever place that I've placed you in and located you, I'm going to bless that spot. I'm going to bless that space. And God does it all of your life, saints, all of your life. Spirit of God don't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Wherever he placed you, we have no control of where God. Now, people sat down and they said, this is a good place to live. This is a good place to live. And I go, then God said, no, I don't want you to live there. I want you to live over here. You sit back and say, well, I just went online and they say this is the best place to live and they figure it out on what some report. Then God tell them again, I don't want you to live there. I want you to live right here. Then they begin to research. They say, what? This place don't look good. This place don't look fabulous. Don't even look safe. You want me to live there? And many say, I'm not doing that. Then there are those who are disciplined in their spirit. And they, God remind him of his word. I'm going to preserve you in that place. I'm going to bless you in that place. I'm going to spare you in that place. And they say, yes, Lord. They say, yes, Lord. And they stand. And they don't move. They just stand. And the Lord does exactly what he says. He do exactly what he says. And then when something comes to try to mess up the plan of God, the Spirit of God get in that, in the midst of your affairs, and he stopped that thing. He consumes it. He's a God of fire. He wants you to be encouraged tonight. What your eyes perceiving, it may not look good. What your ears is hearing may not sound good. But God knows the beginning, and he knows the ending of every situation in your life. People don't know that. News media don't know that. Don't have a clue, thanks to God. It's the promises of God over your life. You have to learn it the hard way. I know I did. Had to learn it the hard way. But once you get that lesson, it's a training of preparation. You never lose sight of it. You don't let people dictate to you anymore. You don't let the spirit of flesh lead you anymore. You let God place you. And he make a promise that I'm going to bless you. He going to bless you. You know what happened? The eyes of people who have dictated to you, who have tried to whisper in your ear, he'll let them live to see it. Promise you. And they, you know how they'll do it, because it happened to me. They said, I thought you were so off course. I just could not understand. Then they say, but you were on course. Why? Because it was God doing the guiding. It was God that was setting it up. It gonna look to people like you're off the wall. This can't be God. Because they're seeing it out their eyes. They're not seeing it out of the spirit. But you know God by his word. He going to speak to you according to his word. Don't listen to the garbage of the evil one. Because the evil one's not going to speak word. He'll take the word and pull it and include something else in it. Just take God don't take away from his word. He said, I made a promise to Abraham that I will bless his seed. Stay here, Isaac. Don't move. I'm going to bless you in this place. And what happened? Isaac believed. He had faith. And God blessed him in the midst of a famine. God bless Isaac. This is to encourage you tonight. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight? Father, in Jesus' name, this is a word, God, to bless and not to bring poverty. It's a word to bless and not allow us to be tormented with fear. It's a word to preserve us, God, to free us from the pressure that Satan would have us to look at. It's a word to break chains off of us, God, to having closed our mind. It's a word, God. It's a seed of the word of God. And the seed must bring forth fruit. It's harvest time for your people. And Father, I thank you that there are those that's ready to receive their harvest. I don't care what the news media says. I don't care what they're reading. I don't care what the world system is doing. The ability of God is over our lives. The Spirit of God has determined already what he desires for us. All we have to do is follow the instruction. Anointed One of Israel, I thank you for the Spirit of God to enable Abraham's seed tonight to follow the instruction so you can guide them into a bountiful place to bless them, God. That you can bring them into a land, oh God, that famine will be around other people but it won't even come nigh them. That you said, I'm with you to bless you. Father, I thank you that they're obedient to the instruction of the word of God. And what appears to be a famine will not come nigh their dwelling. The spirit of poverty is not surrounding them, but the spirit of blessings continuously is over their lives. Why? Obedient bring forth the blessing. Your word said we're willing and obedient that we shall eat the good of the land. Father, I thank you tonight. This is the best time for the believers that's obeying God. That everything the devil insists against them, you're going to consume. Everything the devil desire to come against them, you're going to devour. Everything the devil desire to work against them, you're going to bring into a wasteland. Everything that the devil desire to come against them, oh God, it will be consumed by the fire of God. And God, I thank you tonight. They're in a safe place. There has been place where they're in a place where they are located by God to be blessed, to flourish, and to do well in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, that the spirit of poverty is not over them. The spirit of poverty is a stench. The spirit of poverty is decay. That decay spirit, that poverty spirit will not come against them because they're going to walk in the obedience of God. And I thank you tonight, God, that the spirit of blessings is upon their lives in Jesus' name. I stand decreeing with your word. You said we decree a thing, you shall establish it unto us. Job 22:28. Father, I thank you. I stand in decreeing with the young woman. I thank you for her dwelling. I thank you for doors open up. I thank you for the location. I thank you that it'll be affordable. It will not be out of reach. It'll be at the right place to bless her. I thank you for opening the door that no one can close. You are a created God. Create that blessing for her by the Spirit and manifest it, Father. It's already created in the Spirit, but I thank you for manifestation for God, that she's going to begin to raise her hand and begin to glorify God. She's going to begin to thank God. I thank you for Allison, God. Oh, Father, how you're using her, God. Hallelujah, in that place where she is. Father, I thank you. And as I begin to pray, and I've seen her today, and as I talk with her, I've seen the Spirit, oh, God, the Spirit over her, the same Spirit, oh, God, that was upon her mother, God, that caring Spirit, that giving Spirit, that helping Spirit. Oh, God, I thank you that the Spirit of God blow on Allison, Spirit of the living God, those things in her secret closet that she's praying that nobody else knows about but you. Bless her openly in Jesus' name because, oh God, of her spirit to help in ministry, her spirit to help in kingdom work. In Jesus' name, I thank you for the blessing of the Lord that make it rich. Be upon Allison tonight, that the Spirit of God blow on her, that the goodness of God, that the spirit of blessing begin to bring forth lifelong blessing over Allison in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you tonight for the Spirit of God have a ram in the bush for Penny, that the Spirit of God is over everything. As you begin to speak to me, to her, God, in Bethany, that these things will occur. But, Father, I thank you that the Spirit of God bring forth that ram out of the bush. I've seen the car breaking down. Forewarn her in prophecy. Forewarn her in word that the Spirit of God don't want this to happen. But the Spirit of God is merciful. Merciful God, move mightily, God. And I thank you for the ram in the bush to come forth in Jesus' name and do the supernatural this week in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for the blessings of the Lord, that the protection of the Lord being upon your people. You say, I'm the Lord that will preserve your going out and your coming in. Preserve our going out and our coming in. We will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day. We're going to go about our business knowing that God is our preserver, knowing that God is our protection, because, God, we dwell in a safe place because, God, the Spirit of God will come against evil for our sake, that our children won't be destroyed in school, that we won't be destroyed on our job, that the Spirit of God is a shield upon us in Jesus' name. You say you will thrust out the enemy before us. Deuteronomy 33:27. Thrust out every enemy, O God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the favors of God to compass us about in Jesus' name. Favors of everything we go to do. Favors everything we touch. Because of the blessing of the Lord is upon us, we are covenant children. Oh, Father, let your favors compass us tonight in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you tonight that the favors compass the elect of God, Abraham's seed, in Jesus' name, that the spirit of the evil one shall be consumed by the fire of God. Anytime they desire, you evil spirit, to come against the elect of God, you say you preserve us, God, but you will destroy that wicked spirit. Consume that wicked spirit, God. And we thank you for delivering us from the spirit of destruction, because the Lord God, a covenant-keeping God, is upon our lives to keep us in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of confusion, in the midst of famine. Your blessings is upon us. Make rich and add no sorrow, because we seek not after wealth, but we seek the face of God. And Father, I thank you for it. And I praise you for it, that it's done this night in the name of Jesus for those that believe. For you, God, say you will bless the righteous with favors. And God, it's upon their lives. It's the best time in their lives. The continuous blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add no sorrow. Be blessed, saints of God. This is the best season for you. The word of God says so. First will be last, and the last will be first. This is your season, and this is your time, and the Lord is preserving you in this season. You be blessed, and you walk not in fear, but in the power of love, because the Spirit of God is preserving you from the wicked one, and he shall bless you wherever you are located, because he said, I have you preserved. I am your blessing. Be blessed tonight in Jesus' name.
I want to be one with you. I want to live in your truth. The universe, in my heart I know you desire you to be first. Lord, help me and I will do the best I can. Have mercy on me, cause I am just a man. Guide me day by day and light my path. Don't let me go too slow or move too fast. Pour your spirit out and anoint me afresh. I don't wanna hurt no one, don't wanna make a mess.
I want to be one with you.
Yeah, yeah.
I
much fruit and not a broken branch. Dressed in a three-piece suit, I wanna be a light for the world to see. That love and mercy flow through everything in me. And if I should sin while I'm on my way, I'll call out to you, confess my sins and say,
Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chain, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.
Thanks for turning us on this evening. Just know we are here to assist you in recovering your light from back from the darkness. Speak the Truth with Young Adults Talk Live, a ministry for the people of God. So let's join together and recover what's ours. God bless you from the Young Adults Talk family.